Hello, welcome back to the FFOED video guide. In the first video of this guide, the login details were presented. So feel free to stop the video and log into the preview right now. Let's review the menu options to understand the individual details available. Some of them might not be used directly in front office operations, but it is crucial to know where to find various information about the hotel, hotel guests, or other functionality. This video will simply showcase the content of the menu items, and a more detailed overview will be provided in standalone videos. Starting from the top left-hand side, we can see three major icons. The first one is the reservation calendar, which will be used for the majority of the activities connected to reservation management. Reservation calendar showcases the individual reservations and their allocation to specific hotel rooms. The reservation will not be shown on this screen if it is a floating type of reservation. You can move to the second icon, labeled Reservation List, to get the complete list of the relevant reservations. This screen allows you to find the reservation or more reservations based on the predefined criteria. Filters are shown on the left side of the screen and might be applied to find the needed reservations. Lastly, the pie chart showcases the dashboard, an overview of the hotel operations and performance for selected dates. The dashboard is connected to reports, which the supervisor and managers would mostly use. In some cases, the reports might be helpful for you. That is why we will take a look at them as well. The standard menu contains several options. The first one is Guest, where you can enter the guest database, manage contact person or simply the contact details on stakeholders, create a foreign guest register for the foreign police, generate a guest book for local authorities, manage company profiles and create mailing campaigns. The second menu option is Payments. In the first submenu, you can search through the issued accounting documents and the payments based on the defined filters. Manage stock transactions, manage money exchanges and exchange courses, create a closure, or connect the system to a standalone accounting application through Codebooks. The third section is focused on reporting. This section is mainly used by the hotel management, as there is a user overview for tracking the activity of the individual employees, the possibility of creation of a report for statistical authority or daily overview, a visitor tax overview to be shared with the local authority, check the review from connectivity partners or check the manager's reports. The fourth section is devoted to the prices and pricing strategy of the accommodation facility. The most crucial section is the price list, closely connected with the meals and revenue management. You can also allow the acceptance of foreign currencies, set the exchange rates, set the visitor's tax, define discounts and surcharges, and create and price the stay packages. The owners and hotel managers mostly use the setting to prepare the hotel or other accommodation facilities for operations. In the settings section, you can define a hotel room, set the amenities provided by the company, create users, and manage the hotel web reservation system or the concierge app. The sixth section of the menu is devoted to housekeeping. Within this section, you can see the current status of the hotel's rooms, the number of defects, the hotel guests staying in individual hotel rooms, and the assigned employees responsible for cleaning the rooms. Another submenu is devoted to defects and their management and general tasks for hotel employees. The last section of the menu is only used to help the users with the operations of the PMS and problem solving. You can see the property's name at the end of the menu section. If you run a multi-property business, you can simply switch the profiles and move to another property you prefer. Your user's name closes the whole top section of the PMS and allows you to log out, change passwords, change the language, or, in general, edit the user. That was pretty intensive, but where to find individual functions? Let's focus on the activities that will create the content for most of the menu sections mentioned before. In the following video, we will focus on the reservation calendar and get back to individual sections of the preview menu after making some reservations. See you in the following video.